The University of Alaska plans to establish emergency response teams on all campuses statewide. A mock shooting last week on the Juneau campus of the University of Alaska Southeast was the first test of the University Emergency Response Squad and coordination with local police and medical professionals. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander was inside the yellow tape for a firsthand view of the make-believe terror.
A gunman opens fire on the Juneau campus of the University of Alaska Southeast. 8 people die and 10 are injured before he turns the gun on himself. In this case, the actor is shooting blanks, the wounds are makeup, some of the victims are blow-up mannequins. A glance out the windows of the UAS Morant cafeteria belie the trauma going on inside. A water skier on a flat, calm Auk Lake, the Mendenhall Glacier in the background. A scene that makes many think it can't happen here. John Pugh is UAS Chancellor.
That's the same with our staff and faculty until we got looking at it and talking more about it and realizing some of the people who do wander on campus and the fact that Alaska has a very open gun policy. Anybody can have guns. The truth is that definitely could happen anywhere. And if you look at the places it has happened over the years around the country, probably all of them said, well, it wouldn't happen here.
If this scenario were ever real, a campus community emergency response team would be the first to enter the crime scene after police have secured the area. A 22-member UAS team started training in November. Tuesday's mock shooting was the first time 16 practiced their skills outside the classroom.
We got a chest wound here. He's serious.
Okay. Rick Forkel is Emergency Management Director for the University of Alaska System. He says the team is trained to respond to various types of crises, from earthquake and fire to active shooters.
Look for survivors, triage the survivors, treat those with life-threatening injuries, and then do minimal treatment with what they got in their bag. But more importantly, they get exposed to the incident command system, which is basically the blueprint for all responders. It's the national standard.
When professional emergency medical responders roll in, the campus team has already sorted the victims according to priority of their injuries.
Connor here has a through and through, and is bleeding through, so I'm going to seal him up. We need to get him going.
As the injured are carried into a campus courtyard, Juneau Fire Chief Rich Etheridge watches the handoff from the volunteer UAS crew to the professional EMTs. Capital City Fire and Rescue, Juneau Police, and the university have been planning the exercise for several months.
The big thing for us is trying to orchestrate that transition, you know, taking the patients from them. They go through and they evaluate the patients, bring them out and sort them, and then we go through and resort them. It just speeds up our process so that if something ever happens in the future that, you know, we've at least worked together on some basis and kind of know what to expect from them.
A single shooting occurred at UAA in the 1990s when a man killed his wife on campus. But University of Alaska Fairbanks Police Chief Sean McGee says none of the UA campuses have ever had such crime as the UAS simulated spree.
We've had incidents that have been, you know, cause for concern, but nothing like this. At the same time, if they can have this in a one-room Amish schoolhouse, or if they can have this in the township of Bethel, we know that it can happen in any of our campuses as well.
You know, this person has 3 gunshot wounds. He needs to get out of here now.
We're going to take a blueprint of this to all of our campuses.
UA System Director Forkel and Anchorage and Fairbanks campus emergency managers helped train the Juneau response team. Lieutenant Ron Schwartz is UAA preparedness manager.
And the advantage with this CERT team is that they are faculty and staff. They're already here all day, every day, working together. They know the facilities. They know the local responders.
Both UAA and UAF have campus police departments. UAF also has a fire department. But the small campuses around the state depend on local authorities. Forkel says first responder teams are even more important in rural Alaska, where public safety departments are meager. He calls it a community partnership.
We want to give them that bystander capability because we understand when these things happen, no matter where they happen, from New York City to Katrina to Virginia Tech, the first people there are the ones that unfortunately watch it happen or hear it happen. And if we give them a little capability, a little training, they can possibly save someone's life or preserve property in those minutes, 2 hours that it'll take emergency responders to get there.
A few minutes after the last ambulance rolls off campus, the actors wash away the fake wounds. Then they join public safety and university officials as they analyze the response to the mock shooting and its aftermath. Forkel says the Juno test shows the statewide program is preparing students, staff, and faculty for an emergency. But the preparation doesn't stop here. It's an ongoing process because it could happen here. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.